I want to follow what God says. I really do. But man, it's been at least a whole hour since my last snack. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. Have you ever thought about when you might be especially tempted? I mean, it's not so much when you're feeling good and, you know, you got a lot of sleep, right? It's a lot more tempting to disregard God's good commands when you're hungry, angry, lonely, tired, or stressed. You're not acting as your ideal self under those conditions. So even if you generally want to follow God's way, you might stray away from that. But the good news is that God is faithful and He never changes, even when you're hungry, and we can go to Him when we're tempted or when we've messed up. That's what today's poem is about, called Lord, You Are Faithful by Emily McDonough. Lord, You Are Faithful. When I despair over illness and disease and the wars across the globe, You are the hope of joy in the wind. When I doubt that You are there and seek the hopeless comfort of sin, You are the mighty voice shaking me free. When I am so tired, weary of the pain that beats me down, You are the steadfast strength I need. When my thoughts stumble on the temptations of the world, You are my shelter and my rescue. And when I run toward the darkness of hate and wretchedness, You guide me home with the light of Your Son. Lord, You are faithful. All right, let's think about this for a second. When we feel overwhelmed, sin can seem especially tempting. While sinning might make us feel a little better at first, we quickly realize that sin just makes things worse. But the good news is, Jesus never changes. He is the same God who created the world, who died on the cross, and who lives now today, Hebrews 13:8. Jesus came to forgive our sins, and He promises to one day free the world of evil. What broken things in the world, or in your own life, have been weighing on you lately? Consider taking some time to talk to Jesus, telling Him about these hard things, confessing any sins that come to mind, and resting in His sure love for you and for the world. Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 119, verse 90, Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You established the earth, and it endures. And dive into God's word for more. In Exodus 34, 6-7, Lamentations 3, 22-24, and Hebrews 10, 19-23, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. If you like today's story, how would you like to write for Unlocked? Connect God's story with any topic you see in the world. How does Jesus fit into what you're wondering about, writing about, or experiencing? If you're interested, check out our writer's guidelines at unlocked.org and tap Write for Us in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how we can know that God is working, even when we don't see exactly what He's doing. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.